Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa, you're not a big reader. Is that right? I mean,
I'm not. I wish that I was. Like, I would love to be a girl that reads. I'm just not.
Do you even try? Do you see a book that you think you might be into and you grab it and
maybe like once a year I do that.
Have you done it yet this year?
I have not done it yet this year. I did it last year with A Court of Thorns and Roses. That's like a huge book. And I just, even that one, that was a huge hit and I couldn't get into it.
I'm not a big reader as well. I do enjoy reading. In fact, I'm old school. When it comes to reading, like I don't like to be on a Kindle or anything like that.
Oh, I'm with you. I have to have the physical book.
Yeah, the actual book. I do have one because we went to the library as a family. So my wife really wants us to be a family of readers.
I think that's a good thing.
My wife already does. I mean, my wife reads, I don't know, 6-7 books a month.
You said that like she usually will opt to read over watching even like TV shows.
Yeah, we're really not binging anything right now.
Yeah.
She's always reading. She's reading a book right now. She's always reading a book. And that's because we just went to the library the other day. My wife is really intent on this summer, now that the kids are on summer vacation, that they continue reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have books that they got from the library. And so far, we're off to a good start. You know, we have, like, reading time every evening.
Okay.
And it's at least an hour where everybody has to be reading. And so I have a book. I have, this is a book that came out a couple of months ago. It's a biography about Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live.
Oh my gosh. That's probably going to be really, really good.
Well, we'll see. I mean, everybody else has started their books. I have not. So I've been able to weasel my way out of it because while everybody else is reading, I can say I'm doing show research.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
And so I'm reading other things on my phone. And I am, sort of.
It's a pretty good excuse you got there.
So I haven't actually started my book before. I prefer the movies.
Yeah. I mean, movies are good too, but...
Well, I prefer the books based on movies. Are you familiar with an author named Elena Ferrante?
I am not. Is she popular?
I think so. There's a book that my wife really enjoyed. It was called The Lost Daughter, 2006 novel by Elena Ferrante. But they made it into a movie in 2021.
Oh.
And Paula made me watch it this past weekend.
Did she like it? Like she read the book first and then she watched the movie?
I think she liked it. I think she liked the book and the movie.
That's rare.
But actually, the movie's not bad. It's on Netflix. It's called The Lost Daughter. 2021 is when it came out. It was directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal's sister?
Yeah.
Ah!
Psychological drama.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
All right. Did you guys watch it last night?
No, Sunday afternoon.
Well, now you just got to read the book.
Yeah, if she could just, you know, recommend more books that she's reading that are actually movies, then I'm down. I'm into it.
Is that like more your thing, like the books that become movies?
It doesn't matter to me. Don't most movies start out as books anyway?
I feel like a lot of them do these days.
Yeah.
And you're kind of right.
I feel like it's always been that way.
Yeah.
All right. This morning, lots to get into. Good vibes. Hot Take Tuesday. We'll be debating about hopefully something intelligent around 7:25 this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll get into that at 7:55 and 8:55. And basically, that's you taking on Alyssa head-to-head trivia. We'll get into that later on this morning. The Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I was driving around yesterday, and I was on West 150th, heading back to Rocky River. Stopped at a light, and I noticed a billboard. And it's the first time I've seen this billboard, and the only reason that I noticed it is because there's a man with a giant face on it. Have you seen these billboards?
No, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I see these on my way into work every single morning.
I'm not talking about Tim Misney.
No. It's not Tim Misney. It's not him.
He's the other man with the face on all the billboards. I'm talking about a new guy. There's a new guy in town.
Yeah, he doesn't have like the fun eyebrow like Tim Misney does.
No. He does have a goatee and he has glasses.
He does.
And I think he's bald.
I think so. I think you're right. But
or maybe just a little bit of hair up there. I don't know anything. I was more staring at the face, and then I didn't read the rest of the billboard, which was probably not the intent of why this gentleman purchased these billboards.
That's what I do, though, too, because I just, like, I can't help but just stare. I feel like he's looking at me, like, as I'm driving. Like his eyes follow me on the road, and I'm like, bro, chill.
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to sell. What is he selling?
I don't know.
Or what does he want us to buy?
I don't know. But I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the billboards with the guy with the face is not Tim Misney.
The guy with the face.
That guy.
You know who we're talking about. It's the guy with the face.
If you know who we're talking about, maybe you can help us out.
And I think he has glasses. Did we mention that? He has glasses.
I think we did mention that.
Glasses, goatee. I don't know about this guy. 216-474-0104. Have you seen this guy? Are these new billboards and I'm just now noticing them?
I'm just now starting to notice them. I think he buys homes. I think. I don't know.
216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Heidi in Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Heidi, have you seen the billboards? These are new billboards, aren't they? I've only seen it like a few times now. The guy, it's just the guy's face.
And yeah, I've seen them.
Like I see, if I remember correctly, I see he's wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
He has a mustache and a big nose. He actually might be wearing like one of those clown nose things.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But you've seen them, right, Heidi?
Yeah, and he is trying to buy houses.
He's trying to buy houses.
Yeah, he's trying to convince people to sell their houses, like, and he'll buy them cash.
Hmm. Okay. Do you know his name?
I do not.
Okay. But you've seen it. These are, am I right about this?
I feel they're new. Like, it's impossible to miss. Yeah. They have to be somewhat new. Like, I feel like I just started seeing them in the past maybe, like, month.
Okay. Maybe Mandy in Brook Park knows. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know that guy's name?
Yeah, his name is John Williams.
And what's he doing?
So he's buying houses from people and then fixing them up and reselling them. And then at one of the billboards, it actually says that he's the number one local person on, like, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Because on one of the billboards, it has all of the logos for it. And there's some billboards over, like, on West 150th and all that are, like, boom, 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 three right in a row. And it literally is like Tim Misney.
That's the one that I saw yesterday, was the one on near West 150.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's literally like three right in a row next to each other.
Okay.
Hmm.
But they are all over.
And we're sure he's number one, or is he just saying he's number one?
That's what he says. I haven't had time to research it yet. But, yes, one of the billboards, it does say he's the number one local buyer for houses.
Huh. This guy seems to be quite a jack of many trades. I'm on his Instagram right now, and it looks like he has a podcast.
Well, who doesn't?
Like, maybe we shouldn't be talking about him if he's going to be competition. He's got a podcast where he likes to talk about apparently making money and food in America. I don't know.
Food?
I don't know what's going on.
I think he needs to pick a lane.
Bitcoin, I see.
Oh, that's too much.
I see some.
I'm out.
We're all over the place.
I lost interest.
It's one of those things, like, you know, when I go to, like, say, I don't know, a Mexican restaurant. If I see, like, spaghetti on the menu, I'm going to have questions, and I'm not going to trust it. You can't be a jack of all trades. You can't spread yourself that thin across that many things.
I don't think you can call yourself number one, either, unless you're truly the number one person at doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, be honest. We're Cleveland's sixth most listened to morning show. We own it.
We're number six.
We are number six, and we are proud.
If we came on here every day and said we're the number one morning show, we'd be lying.
And we're not going to lie to you.
We are certainly not. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I'm reading
about... Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
You almost said Alyssa.
Alyssa.
You called me Olivia the other day.
Yeah. That's not because I wanted to call you Alyssa.
I know.
That was just because I screwed up.
I know. I just got to call you out for it.
Well, the other day I really did call you Olivia.
Yeah. No, you really did.
But I did
you
not.
You stopped yourself, though. Proud of you.
I didn't mean to call you Alyssa.
Anyways, what were you saying?
So Alyssa and I are always on the lookout for side hustles.
Yes.
A way to make some extra money. Alyssa has a side hustle right now. If you happen to be at a Lake Erie Crushers game this summer, you may see Alyssa, who's working as a on-field MC.
Yeah. I worked all weekend, worked some games.
And I am working on my side hustle, of which I have not really talked about. But I hope to soon.
Okay. I was is he going to do it here? No.
Oh,
okay,
no.
We're waiting. Okay.
I'm getting it going. But then I'm reading about this. There's a story, this is happening in China. It's not happening here, but it probably should be happening here because I think this is a great idea. So what's happening is they're offering these pretend to work companies. So like, say there's office space here somewhere downtown.
Okay.
So we could rent it out and make it a pretend to work company and provide desks, and they're providing Wi-Fi, boxed lunches.
What do you mean by pretend to work? Like, what are these people doing in these offices?
People are coming and they're just hanging out in the pretend to work office. And
what?
And that's it. And it only costs like $5 a day to come in and hang out in the pretend to work office.
You have to pay to go to pretend work?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a side hustle for who's ever organizing this in China.
I guess what would be the draw? Why would people want to fake work?
So let's think about that. Because unemployment is... I'm not sure what the unemployment rate is here in the United States. It's pretty big in China.
Is it? Okay.
And so people need a place to go. They say that they're sick of just sitting in a cafe all day. They're sick of sitting at home. They feel like they want to be somewhere. So they're coming to these pretend-to-work companies and... You know, you could look for jobs there.
Oh, okay. It's almost like study hall for adults.
Yeah, almost. But it's just a place to hang out and work, and it feels like you're working.
I wonder, do they have to come in, like, business casual? Like, what do they wear? Because I assume that they're not coming in, like, sweatpants.
That I don't know. I don't know what they're wearing.
Huh. Interesting.
You probably should. I mean, you want to make a good impression with your fake boss. So you should probably dress.
Yeah, you want to look nice.
Dress good. Why else would you do this? Maybe if you lost your job and you don't really want to tell anybody right now and you need a place to go every day.
Yeah. See, I was thinking like if your parent, like if a kid gets out of college, maybe, and parents are nagging you to get a job and you just go and pay $5 a day to go sit at fake work.
Right.
And your parents think you are working hard.
Yeah. And they, and because this pretend to work company, they'll supply you with bogus paperwork or things if you need to prove that you're working somewhere.
Wow. Maybe we should start this in Cleveland, Bill.
I mean, there's office space downtown. We could rent it out and just...
Yeah, why not?
Come have our own little pretend to work company.
I think that'd be a ton of fun.
If we can do it right here in the Halley building, it would be very convenient for us.
Oh, it really would.
I mean, there's office space here in the Halley building we could take over.
We're just thinking, like I said, like adult daycare. That's like what it's giving. I
it'd
love
be like
it.
That. It'd be fun. All right. Good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104 if you want to share with us. What is on your mind? What has you feeling good this morning? What is putting a smile on your face? And it could be a big thing. It could be just a small thing. It just has to make you happy. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. So how long has it been now since you rescued Hallie, the rescue cat, the miracle rescue cat, out of our parking garage?
I think it's been just about a little less than 2 weeks, right?
It's been less than 2 weeks?
I think it's been less than 2 weeks.
And since then, Hallie has been very well taken care of. Multiple vet trips.
Yes. Yes, she has been such a good girl, such a trooper. Little Miss Hallie, in case you missed it, we found her in the parking garage of the Hallie building. Rescued her. She spent the whole show in the studio. And then I took her home because, well, what else am I going to do? She's not going back in the garage. She's such a sweet little girl. And we were waiting on some results from a couple of tests to come back. I'll start out with some of the other stuff first, then we'll get to the really good part.
Okay.
So, good news, she gained a whole pound in the past less than 2 weeks, so she's been eating good.
And she's not self-conscious about that?
No, not at all. She loves her food, especially her wet food. She also had like a little bit of an irregular heartbeat thing going on when I took her in at first. She sounds good now. Yay. We have like a liver level that we're going to test. But the big test that we were waiting for, feline leukemia virus. The reason this is a big deal is because that virus is contagious to other cats, which I'm a crazy cat lady. I have three at home already. She finally tested negative. Woo! For the third time in a row, she popped like a slight positive. So we had a scare. So then we had to like do a bunch more just to be safe. And she is officially good to go. I am so happy.
So what does this mean? Does this mean that, I mean, the possibilities open up a little bit more now because you were taking it day by day with
yes.
Hallie. It's like, okay, let's get her better. Let's find out what's wrong with her. And now that you know, do you still plan on putting Hallie up for adoption? Do you plan on keeping Hallie as your fourth cat? What do you plan on doing? Or have you even decided yet?
Bill, you've worked with me every morning for over a year. What do you think I'm going to do with Hallie?
You're going to keep Hallie as your fourth cat.
Of course I'm going to keep Hallie as my fourth cat. Of course I'm going to keep Hallie. Come on.
So in the span of a month, you've added two cats to your family.
I have. And we are so happy. Like Bryce and I are literally in cat heaven right now. We're having the best time.
I'm so glad you bought that house now.
I know. Thank goodness.
I can't imagine four cats in cooped up in an apartment building, but
you're not allowed to have four cats in any apartment, at least that I've lived in. I even said to Bryce the other day, I was like, see, this is great. We have a house now, so we can just have as many cats as we want. And he goes, I think we're done at four. And I was like, okay, fair.
So now do you have to keep Hallie, what do you call it?
Sequestered
from the other cats. They have to be introduced in a proper fashion.
We're doing it again.
Okay.
So yes, I know it's going to be a couple weeks until she's fully integrated into the household, but we have the all clear, the green light. That's what we've been waiting for.
Well, that is fantastic news.
Little Miss Hallie has a way better home than her dirty little hidey hole in the parking garage.
So have you recorded your dinner thing? Like what's going to
No, I have not recorded it yet.
When it's time for Hallie to eat, is she going to be summoned to the cat feeder, the automatic cat feeder, with a recording from Alyssa?
Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy. It's time to get some food. Ozzy,
I'm going
to
take this clip away from you. You are not allowed to have that clip anymore.
Come here, Hallie.
Yes, it will be something like that. Whatever. I don't care.
I know you're happy to be out of that parking garage.
I will do anything for my cats. Those are my fur babies.
Big bowl of food over here for you.
If I can't be there to give them breakfast and talk pretty to them, which I can't, I'm here, then I'm going to put a recording on their feeders. Yes.
Great news this morning. I needed some good news this morning. Good stuff.
That's the best news I've gotten all year.
Hot Take Tuesday. That is coming up next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Q Morning Show. Billie Eilish. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. Hot Take Tuesday. So we know that we want to talk about something. We want to get into something. We want to debate something. We want to have conflict over something. But for some reason, we don't just choose something ourselves. We allow this wheel to dictate what we're about to talk about.
It'd be fun if we just chose it ourselves. Come on, we got to spin the wheel.
I don't know why we do it. So there's all these topics that are printed up on this wheel. We can't see them, but wherever the wheel lands, that is the topic that we're going to choose. That's what we're going to talk about this morning. It still makes me nervous because
we never know.
You never know.
Never know what you're going to get.
All right, it's going to land here. So let's grab this one. See, this is what I'm talking about. Thoughts on LED headlights. Are they better than regular?
No. No.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't really have any thoughts on LED headlights.
How do you not have thoughts on LED headlights?
I don't even know what kind of headlights I have. Do I have LED headlights?
I don't know what you have, but do you know what they look like? Like LED headlights?
No.
They're like blinding. They literally blind you. They almost look like your brights.
Are they legal?
Yeah.
I'm going to sound so stupid on this segment.
Unfortunately, they're legal, I guess. But like, I always have to like turn my mirrors and stuff. Bryce and I, anytime someone with LED headlights is behind us, it's all we talk about the whole drive. We're like, oh my God, this guy, we get it. Okay.
Hold on. What kind of headlights do I have? Because to me, it's the part of my car that I call the headlights. I didn't even know that there were different kinds of headlights.
If I had to guess, you probably don't have LEDs. I know what kind of car you drive.
They came with the car.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you don't have LED headlights because you drive like a Ford something.
I drive a Ford Escape. Is it a Ford Escape? Yes.
I drive a Ford Focus, and like I don't have them in my car, so I don't think you would.
I can't even think of the name of my car. That's how little I care.
Clearly not a car guy.
It's a 2019. I have replaced one headlight in it so far. Is that strange? I've only replaced one headlight in this car since 2019, and I haven't even had to replace the rear tail lights yet.
I don't think that's weird.
It's not. They last that long. That's a long time.
That does feel like a long time, but hey, you're getting your money out of it.
Okay, so when I went into AutoZone or wherever I went, I just said, I need that headlight. I don't think it was LED. They wouldn't give me that unless I asked for it, right?
I would assume that it would. I think it would cost more. I don't.
Oh, here we go. Bless you.
Sorry.
Is that seasonal allergies or is that the cats?
Could be either or. We really don't know at this point. It could be anything. Oh, man. But no, LED headlights, honestly, if you have them, I'm sorry if this offends you, but like, you upset me when I see you on the road.
Is that right?
You really kind of like, you ruin my day a little bit and you make my eyes squinty. I already have allergies happening. I already have a lot going on with my eyes. The last thing I need is LEDs blasting me in the face.
I had no idea you had such strong feelings about LED headlights. 216-474-0104.
I can't believe you don't.
Is there a YouTube video I could go look at these? I don't even know if I know what I'm looking at. Really bright headlights.
We just need to go on a drive so I can point them out to you.
216-474-0104. It's Hot Take Tuesday on the Q Morning Show. I did not think we were going to be talking about LED headlights this morning, but here we are.
That's where the wheel landed.
Greg is calling up. Greg and Medina, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so here we are again on Hot Take Tuesday, and I can't believe that Alyssa has this strong of an opinion against LED headlights. I was thinking, how are we going to be able to argue about this? But Alyssa feels very strongly about them.
I can't believe that you don't feel strongly about them, Bill. They are blinding.
I don't even know if I recognize them when I'm out there.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you miss them.
I will say this. I prefer regular Christmas lights over LED Christmas lights. Does that count? Does that fit in with
what
we're talking about?
Nope. Totally different. Not the same.
All right, Greg, what do you think about LED headlights?
All right. Hear me out. LED headlights are an absolute game changer, okay?
Like in a good way?
Yes, in a good way. Absolutely in a good way. No, I used to think the same thing. I used to think that they were kind of like a weird color. But when it comes to driving at night, which I do a lot for my job, it seriously makes a huge difference.
Like invisibility or like what?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if you're out in rural areas that don't have, well, then there's those street lights, and those city lights when it's like really dark.
Oh, like
it's
Brunswick?
It looks like daytime in pitch black darkness. So with the LED lights, I love them. I really do love them. The halogen lights, they don't even come close to producing the amount of light that my LED headlights do. I will never go back to regular halogen lights.
In Medina? If you're driving through Medina, you might want LED headlights.
To be fair, yes, there are some places that do not have streetlights, but most of Brunswick.
Well, there's a lot of places that don't have streetlights. Down south, hell, you drive a little further down here in Ohio, there's no streetlights.
Down in the boonies, like where you were born, Bill. Yeah, that's where the streetlights start to go away. But Brunstucky, believe it or not, for the most part, yes, there are streetlights. Okay, but Greg, when you're driving and you see LED headlights, do you not, like, die a little inside because the lights are just blinding you?
No, my truck's pretty high up. It's lifted a bit, so I guess I don't notice, but no, they never blind me. I don't think they blind anybody.
It sounds like Greg's the one doing the blinding.
I think he is.
He is not the one being blinded.
Especially if he's in a lifted truck, then, like, yeah, you're not getting any of the LED headlights in your face. That's why you don't mind them.
Well, maybe. But, hey, at least the cars three ahead of me are enjoying the benefits of my brighter-than-the-sun LED lights.
Oh, I'm sure that's how they see it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's definitely how they feel.
It's safer for everybody.
All right, listen, Greg, you need to part as friends, okay?
Yeah, let's call it a truce, man. I hope I never see you on the road, though.
I know that I will definitely see you on the road if you're out there.
Every time I see a lifted truck, I'm like, is that Greg?
I mean, if I do see you, Greg, I won't miss you. That's for sure. Lifted with LED headlights. You are sticking out like a sore thumb, man.
Just know it may not be me, but I'm out there somewhere thinking about you.
Oh, my God. All right. It's time to go. Bye, Greg.
Hey, have a good morning.
Oh, what is going on?
I don't know what to say.
Someone texted in, I might be wrong, but I thought all new cars have LED headlights.
Oh, gosh. I hope not. Well, I really hope not.
I Googled that. It says, no, not all new cars have LED headlights. While LED headlights are becoming increasingly common, they are not yet standard on all new cars. Does that make you feel better?
It does. It does. Maybe I just have extra sensitive eyes. I don't know.
Hey, Tyler's in your neighborhood in Parma Heights. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
Your thoughts, sir, on LED headlights?
So, first off, Greg is my mortal enemy, unintentionally, because I drive a compact, and so his lifted truck is shining the high-beam LED headlights directly at my eye level.
Mm-hmm. You and me both.
It's like, I get it. They definitely do have their time and place for use, like having them out in Medina where it's not as well lit. That's a totally fair argument, but it's not that dark everywhere, and it's not like you can just lower their brightness.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like I said, the fact that we have technology to improve on those headlights, but we just have not done that is really frustrating.
Okay, yeah. So you were telling us before we came back on air about Matrix headlights. And
yeah.
I looked it up, and because what were you saying about them?
So Matrix headlights are basically headlights that rather than having a single bulb or a single LED, they have multiple, and they kind of work in tandem and adjust their brightness as needed using light sensors.
Mm-hmm.
And the newer stuff, that gives them the ability to actually like match incoming light and sort of block it out from blinding you. So if like somebody on the other side of the road has headlights, your headlights will block theirs out from blinding you, which it would be like a game changer if you're like me, you have the astigmatism,
mm-hmm.
everything looks like super just dazzling compared to what it should. But because of laws like in the U.S. from back in the 60s, those kind of headlights are banned because the laws dictated that you have to have separate settings for low beam and high beam headlights rather than just a single setting that shifts between them as needed, and those laws just have not been updated from what I understand.
How do you know this? Like, how do you know all that?
Bill, I'm telling you, LED headlights, it is a hot button issue. But I actually, I did just look it up, Tyler, and you would have been correct pre-2022, but it is finally legal in the U.S. to use Matrix headlights. So maybe you and I need to look into some of these for our little compact cars.
I will pay to custom my car. Other people will be out here with their tints and their colored trim, and I'll just be out here with my fancy headlights, I swear to goodness.
I'm just trying to not go blind.
Exactly.
216-474-0104. If there's anything further, you can send us a text. When I was a kid, there was this radio show that my dad listened to on Saturday mornings. It was called car talk with click and clack. I didn't understand anything that was happening on that show when I was a kid. I don't understand anything that we're talking about right now. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Brittany in Wellington is here. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Brittany is almost to her destination, and she is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you ready, Brittany?
I'm ready.
Let me give you the rules real quick. 5 questions. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1. What car company makes the Mustang?
Ford.
Question 2. Who is Tate McRae currently dating?
McRae? Oh, geez, I don't know.
Not keeping up with the love life of Tate McRae?
No. I've fallen behind.
Question 3. In The Sound of Music, how many children are in the Von Trapp family?
7.
Question 4. I know you're not keeping up with Tate McRae's love life. Let's try Sabrina Carpenter, because Manchild is the new song from Sabrina. Some fans believe the song is about Sabrina's ex-boyfriend. What is his name?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
All right. Final question. Bury Me Alive. Is that a Ben and Jerry ice cream, or did I just make it up?
Ice cream.
All right, Brittany, let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please come on back in the studio? Where is your final destination this morning, Brittany?
I'm just going home. I'm picking my kid up from lifting for football, and I'm headed home.
Yeah, so lifting happens right now, and then they do that all summer, and then the high school football season kicks off. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, so we're lifting at 6 a.m.
And who does your son play for, Brittany?
He plays for Wellington.
Excellent. Alyssa, meet Brittany in Wellington.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
I just heard you talking about 6 a.m. lifting.
Yes.
That sounds brutal.
It is. I mean, I don't have to lift, so I guess that's not so bad, but
you still got to be up.
I got to do it. Yeah, I got to do the transportation.
All right, so Brittany, she did okay. 2 for 5 today.
Okay.
It was rough.
Okay, well, you know what? If it was rough for you, it's a good chance it's going to be rough for me then, too.
I hope so.
Let's find out. Question number 1, Alyssa. What car company makes the Mustang?
That's Ford.
Question 2. Who is Tate McRae currently dating?
The kid Leroy.
That is correct. Question 3. In The Sound of Music, how many children are in the Von Trapp family?
3.
No, I'm sorry. There's a lot of them. There's 7 children.
Wow. That's a lot of kids.
Question 4. Manchild is the new song by Sabrina Carpenter. Some fans believe the song is about Sabrina's ex-boyfriend. What is his name?
Probably going to butcher the last name, but Barry Keoghan?
I think it's pronounced Keegan.
I'm not sure.
I could be wrong on that.
You're going to accept it anyway. Thank you.
Give me the point on that. Final question, Bury Me Alive. Is that a Ben and Jerry's ice cream, or did I just make it up?
I think you just made that up.
I did just make that up. Bury Me Alive is not a Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It sounds like it could be.
It totally does. They should consider it.
All right, so final score here. Alyssa with 4, Brittany with 2. Sorry, Brittany. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, I'm sorry, great. Brittany.
It's okay.
I was rooting for you, too. If it makes you feel any better.
It does. It does.
So Brittany had to get up super early to take her son to lifting, and then she comes on Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and she loses. However, we do have movie passes for some Brittany time.
That's amazing.
Brittany at the movie time. We'll hook you up with those.
Thank you so much. My name is Brittany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104. So good to have you here. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Yeah, 70s today. It's going to get hot this week. We're going to see 80s. It's going to feel a lot like summertime.
That's what I'm talking about. I busted out the shorts today.
But as you just mentioned, you don't have a pool. I don't have a pool.
So
I've never had a pool.
It's funny that you ask, because I actually just did buy a pool for the backyard, but it's just like a temporary one, you know?
A kiddie pool?
No, it's like a 10-footer, but like it's not like a in-ground pool type of thing, or like even an above ground.
But what if there was like an Airbnb for pools, for backyard pools?
Oh, to like rent other people's pools?
There is one.
Really?
And it's called Swimply.
Okay.
It lets you rent private pools by the hour.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it literally is like Airbnb, but just if you want to go to a pool, and you can do it like just a couple hours? Wouldn't that be kind of weird? Are you at somebody's house?
Yep. Okay, so I'm
are they home?
That's a good question.
Like, are you just swimming in somebody's pool while they're like in their house?
So I'm on the app. I'm on Swimply.
Okay, yeah, I just downloaded it too.
So if you want to go to Pepper Pike, there is a house, they call it the East Side Oasis. Oh. You can swim there for $85 an hour. You can go to Parma. They allow up to 30 guests.
Wow, I don't know 30 people.
$75 an hour. There's a place in Berea. This is an indoor pool.
Oh, are you looking at the Wallace Lake Retreat?
Yes.
Yeah, it has a slide. It's 74 an hour.
And it used to be $99 an hour, so they're offering a special deal.
Wow, what a genius idea. Like, this honestly, I think, is a really smart idea. But I really do wonder, like, if the people, because you can see in the listings, like, these are people's homes. These are people's houses. Some of them look like they might be community pools, but some of them are definitely in backyards. So the ones in backyards, like, I wonder if the people are just hanging out, like, in their living room watching Netflix while strangers are in their pool.
If you are someone who rents out your pool to strangers, if you're on Swimply, please let us know this.
Oh, yeah, please. I have a lot of questions.
216-474-0104. No one would be renting out their community pool like in an apartment complex, right? You can't do that.
I feel like this one might be private. I'm looking at a couple that like look potentially private, but then again, they also might just be way nicer houses than I'm used to seeing. And I think that it's an apartment complex.
There is a house in Garfield Heights that has an above ground pool that is renting it out for $50 an hour. No thank you with your above ground pool.
What do you got against above ground pools?
I'm not going to spend $50 to go swimming. I mean, you'd have to be like,
oh, that's luxury, dude. I think above ground pool is like the epitome of like, that's rich. If you have a pool in your backyard of any form, I don't care what kind it is, you're living my dream. I've always wanted a pool. I've never had a pool. Which is why me, almost 32 years old, for my first house, our first summer in it, I bought a 10-foot pool.
No way. If I'm going to rent a pool, it's going to be, I'm going to splurge. I'm going to get the pool in the ground, 30 guests allowed. That's we should do. We should plan like a Bill and Alyssa thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I was going to say, if you're going to go ahead and book the bougie pool, Bill, you better be inviting me.
Bill and Alyssa's pool party.
Woo! Oh, that'd be so fun.
Now we just got to ask the boss for like $150 and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, let's see if we can scrape that.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Dochi. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. I've been checking this morning. I have been looking for updates on the stolen pink flamingo in Parma, and I see no updates.
Oh, they haven't caught him yet?
No.
Okay.
If there is video evidence of this theft, by the way, I just reread the article about the stolen flamingo.
Uh-huh.
That flamingo was stolen around noon on Friday.
In broad daylight?
I know.
Like, are you kidding me?
How are there no witnesses to that?
How? That's bold. That's a lot of audacity right there.
So we will update you if we hear anything. But
I know that the rumor has been that it could be a senior prank.
That's what someone had speculated when they called our show yesterday. They said that
the
rumor, the talk around the town in Parma.
Through the grapevine.
Is that it was a senior prank. Which, I mean, it makes sense.
Right.
I believe Parma, this is their last week of school this week. So it does make a lot of sense. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I don't want to get out my jump to conclusions mat and accuse a senior at Parma High School.
You never want to assume.
Or a similar high school. But yeah, I mean, it could very well be a senior prank.
I'm almost like kind of hoping that maybe it is a senior prank and it was kind of meant to be. A fun thing, even though it's not, even though, you know, clearly as adults, we can see that it's not fun and it's not good.
It's not. It's vandalism. It's not
a
senior prank.
It's vandalism.
It's not a good senior prank.
But I would be a lot more upset if it was like full blown adults stealing a flamingo. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's not good no matter what. But if you have like a 40-year-old person doing it versus like a 17-year-old, feels a little different.
If you could return the flamingo somehow and it would be intact and not harmed, but we're fairly certain that this flamingo is harmed because
it's broken, so the feet are still like bolted down to the cement block.
Yeah, not a good senior prank. I don't approve.
No,
but I thought it would be fun if we heard about some really good senior pranks.
Ooh,
like harmless senior pranks. No one was hurt, nothing was broken,
it was just fun. Nobody got in trouble, there was no jail time on the table. Did you have a senior prank, Bill?
Yeah, we had one. And now it's questionable.
Wait, what did you do?
Okay, so at my high school, the maintenance guy at the time, his name was Joe.
Okay.
I guess he didn't have a whole lot to do around the school because it felt like during the warm months in the spring, he would be mowing every day.
Okay.
And we had we had the football field out there. We had, you know, the grass out front and the grass in back. But it felt like he would mow on a Tuesday, and then on Thursday, he'd be out there mowing again.
Oh, that was just his me time.
Yeah. And so he'd be on his riding mower, and he would be driving around.
Zooming all over the place.
Yeah. And it would sometimes be a disruption to class. You know, you're taking a test, and all of a sudden, Joe drives by. So long story short, we dug a big hole in the back of the school and we buried his mower.
Okay, I don't love that. I don't love that. I feel bad for Joe. Joe just enjoyed mowing the lawn. He wanted a nice pristine lawn for you guys. And you, how does one even bury a mower?
It took a lot of people digging a hole. Do you know how difficult it is to build a giant hole in order to fit a lawnmower in it?
Oh, I imagine so. You went to a small school, too. I feel like probably your whole senior class was out there digging.
Yeah, we had good participation that year.
Did you do it at noon in broad daylight?
No, it was at night.
Okay.
It was in the middle of the night.
Good, good.
We had to break into the shed to get the mower out.
Yeah, that's all part of the senior prank. Like, you got to do it at night. It's part of the prank.
216-474-0104. What was your senior prank? Was it harmless?
Did you get in trouble? Did you get caught?
Do you go to Parma? Did you steal that flamingo? Just go ahead and call and confess right now. Just call our show and confess.
Yeah, now's the time.
Please, we need something like that. It's Q104. We're talking about senior pranks. Did you have a good one back in the day with your graduating class? Someone texted in, I can't call, but somebody at my school did a prank where they completely rearranged the band teacher's room so that
it was facing the other way, completely harmless.
I don't even get that one.
Oh, they just like flipped the whole room around. You flip. Imagine if you came into the studio tomorrow morning and the board was on like the other side of the room and like we were facing the other wall.
Okay, so your prank was you turned furniture around into the opposite direction?
Yeah, I think that's a good harmless prank. Mm. Harmless and 100% funny. That's what the text said, and I'd have to agree.
It's no burying a lawnmower, but all right.
I mean, yeah, but they also didn't upset anyone working at the school, I'm sure.
I got to turn this chair around.
Exactly. Like, that's an easy fix. Monica texted in about Euclid class of 05. I guess that they used grass killer to put 05 all over the front lawn of the high school so that on their last day of school, it was dead in the shape of the 0 and the 5. I wonder if you can, like, probably can't really notice it anymore, but I'm sure that you could kind of notice that for like years to come after.
We'll have to look into that.
All yeah. Right.
Missy in North Ridgeville, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about your senior prank.
Okay. Well, so I went to school in Newcomers Town.
No way. You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to, well, I grew up in the Dover area. I went to Tuscarawas Central Catholic, but we would play Newcomers Town in football and basketball.
Okay.
And all that
I was going to ask where that's at. So that's like down by where you grew up.
South of Dover, New Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Kind of like we rode our horses to school down in the country.
Did you go corning too?
We went corning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Plenty of cornfields in Newcomers Town. So what kind of shenanigans did you guys get up to your senior year?
Okay, so this was years ago, back in the early 2000s, and for our prank, we thought it would be hilarious to bring live chickens into school.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that would happen down there.
It might be difficult if you lived in Lakewood to bring live chickens into the school, but if you live in Newcomers Town, they're just walking on the side of the road.
Are they really?
Sure.
Right. So, because like I said, of course, it's farm country down there, so... one of the kids in my class offered up his chickens to take part in our senior prank. And I think we arranged this whole thing at like a Burger King or something. So it was a 5-minute plan. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember exactly how many there were, but there were like at least 10 of those cluckers just running around
the school.
10
running
chickens.
Yeah, for like 30 minutes.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. Nuts.
They were just running around. Were they like running around all day? Like, what happened?
Well, the thing was, it was all pretty funny until we got busted. And this happened around, I think, maybe second period. So kind of early-ish in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there was one chicken we could not find.
You lost a chicken?
You lost a chicken.
Oh, no.
Lost a chicken.
You know who I feel bad for here is the kid that provided the chickens, assuming that he lived on some sort of a chicken farm, and his dad was probably super pissed at him.
Oh, his dad was so mad.
For taking the chickens to school.
That's, isn't that funny you say that, because I'm thinking, you know, he loaded him up and put him in these little cages.
Yeah.
How did he not hear them as he's leaving the driveway? But
oh, yeah. You get used to it. If you live on a farm, you don't even hear the chickens anymore.
I guess that's true, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know who found it, but that chicken was not happy. I mean, probably just hiding somewhere, scared to death.
I'm glad that the chicken was found and it's not still roaming the halls of the school.
Did you get in serious trouble for this, or did everybody see the humor of the prank?
I mean, the teachers thought it was funny. We had pretty cool teachers, and they were kind of country, too. So, but the principal was so mad.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
You had chickens running around the school.
I know. I would think so. But, I mean, it's like senior prank time, so they expect it. But, we all got called in and stuff, and I don't even remember what happened. I mean, obviously, we're not going to get suspended. We're about to graduate in a few days. You know, parents got the call, the whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
So, another senior prank that involves birds.
Yeah, what's with that?
It happens in Parma. It happens in Newcomerstown. Missy, thank you so much for listening this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on. It was fun to go back in time.
All right. We have Halsey tickets coming up for you after 9. Halsey's at Blossom on Friday night, so some last-minute tickets coming up. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, let's play again, 216-474-0104. That is our number. Don't call now. We will ask you to play, though, in about 10 minutes. Hang on. Brandon in Cleveland is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Brandon, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. What color comes after yellow in the rainbow?
Blue.
Question number 2. It was the final number 1 song of the 1990s decade. A song called Smooth, a collaboration between Carlos Santana and what artist?
I have no idea.
Let's move on to question 3. He is a former boyfriend of Taylor Swift. He also plays Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, this is horrible. I don't know his name.
All right. Question number 4. In the TV show The Office, what is the name of the company that the main characters work for?
Oh, this is horrible. I'm not an Office fan.
All right, final question. Hopefully you remember this one as a kid. Smokey the Bear says that only you can prevent what?
Forest fires.
All right, we got that one, Brandon. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? It's all right, Brandon. I won't even tell Alyssa how you did today.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Alyssa, it's Brandon in Cleveland.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Okay, we're just jumping in with your questions, Alyssa. No need to analyze how Brandon did this morning.
Okay, I won't ask any questions.
Question number 1. What color comes after yellow in the rainbow?
Green.
Question 2. It was the final number 1 song of the 1990s decade.
Is it?
There's more of the question. I know.
I was like, what? Wow, like, you're really leaving that open-ended.
If you would have guessed it, I would have been absolutely amazed.
Now I'm curious if the guess that I was going to guess is right, but continue.
What is it? What were you going to guess? No, don't. I
was
going to
say, like, the Prince, the party like it.
Okay,
like,
it's not.
1999.
All right. It was a song called Smooth, a collaboration between Carlos Santana and what artist?
Rob Thomas.
Question 3. He was a former boyfriend of Taylor Swift. He also plays Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston is correct.
I almost said Tom Holland. I get them confused.
Question 4. In the TV show The Office, what is the name of the company that the main characters work for?
Dunder Mifflin.
Final question. Will she go 5 for 5 today? Smokey the Bear says that only you can prevent what?
Forest fires.
And she goes 5 for 5.
Can you tell me now how Brandon did?
I'm still not going to tell you.
What? No, that's not fair.
I don't want to embarrass Brandon like that. Do you care, Brandon? Do you want me to tell her?
It's fine.
Brandon only went 1 for 5.
Oh, Brandon. That's okay. I'm not going to make fun of him. I just wanted to know.
He got the Smokey the Bear question.
Well, there we go. He's never going to cause a forest fire. Good for you, Brandon.
Brandon, you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you to the movies anyway.
Oh, thank you.
Free movie passes to Phoenix Theater at Great Northern.
Thank you. My name is Brandon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.